I think we're streaming. Wait a second. They can't hear you. Oh, no, I just farted. Yeah, well, luckily I don't have your audio on. Wait a second.
I think it's this.
Oh, no. How did such a big fart leave my butt? Okay. I had a dream in which basically my mom had an evil twin. Like, even more evil than her. And she had a name.
Swearing right off the bat? Wow.
I didn't swear.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the chat.
I always forget about to open the chat up.
More of you swearing? Guys, this is a Christian stream, and that's not ironic. Sorry for interrupting you.
Okay, so my mom basically had an evil twin. She had a name that my mom gave.
Mm-hmm.
Her. And then she terrified me. Like, this evil twin. She didn't do anything. She would just open her mouth and make, like, those horrible noises. Which is very funny. Considering how much my mother screams. She would just make horrible noises. And she had, like, eyes that were, like, green and red. And would like light up, and she was, what I understood from the dream is basically that my mom had a dream in which, like, her shadow appeared, like that person, that woman was a personification of her shadow, and she gave it a name, and when she did that, it became a real person.
Hmm.
Because she gave it a name.
But it's those are the qualities that she somewhat manifests IRL. Her shadow,
yeah.
If someone is unpleasant, their shadow would be like a very pleasant.
Yeah, but that was like dream knowledge stuff. It wasn't rational.
Hmm.
You know, it's just what was in the dream. Like, in the dream, she had this character come up to her in a dream, and it was just her shadow. And the moment she gave her a name, she became a real person, and she would terrify me. And then I like started screaming at my real mom, telling her, like, don't let her into my room. Like, you know, she terrifies me. Don't do that to me. And then I just go, why did you personify her? Like, why did you have to give her a name? You knew this would happen. And she's just, like, giggling all the time. And I want to... And I feel like punching her, but I don't do it.
Hmm.
That was basically it. And then I also had another dream in which I was in the bathroom pooping and watching TV at the same time.
That's funny.
It was playing, like, this game, but I noticed that the TV had a camera and was like, huh, you're watching me poop. I like, talked to the TV. And I went, like, huh, you're watching me poop. You freaking weirdo.
Literally, exhibitionist. Fecal. Alright, hello, Swam. I was gonna, talk about my dream.
Oh yeah, what was your dream?
Practice SATs, and she a freshman? I'm actually a junior. Epic style.
I am a senior. Is that what it's called? Am I a senior?
You're going into 12th grade, right? Like the last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Well, I can't stick around. I need to go to sleep. Good night. Peace out, my boy.
Good night.
Right. Okay. So it's really hard to figure out what was going on in this, but I was. Let me just raise the volume of the frequencies. I was. Okay, so I was witnessing a fight between these two kids, and I was like, let's take this to the arena, which was basically, like, the, you know, the place where they fight Naruto in, like, in the Chunin exam.
Yes.
Basically that, but for some reason I called it Shokugeki, which is something from another anime. So, but the thing was, it had like a center, like area where people would fight, and then this whole like pit around it that went really deep. So I saw it earlier in the dream, and then when I saw these kids fighting, I was like, let's go there. And I was like, what if they like die? And I'm like, whatever, let's go. For some reason, I carry an elephant there, or someone does. Like, we all go on a trip together after asking, like, a teacher. And then when we get there, like, the elephant starts casting spells on us. And two of the people just become retarded, someone else becomes a clown, and then I, like, run away into the crowd as, like, all this weird stuff is happening. And somehow, like, everybody gets into this underground area. And it's like we're streaming this, and it's like a SWAT team is coming in.
Oh, okay, wait. So it's me, you, and Faith and Victor going through all
and a bunch of other people.
Elephant and all.
Yeah, yeah. And then we go into this. Well, it's me and three other people that are not you guys, and then somehow you guys appear along the way, and it's like and we're streaming all of a sudden, and we're in this underground area that is from a video game, and a SWAT team starts coming in, and we like kill them all, like this entire police station of people.
And how? Then,
I don't know. I don't remember. I just know that that happens, but I don't remember the actual like killing. And we streamed it too. And then, great idea. And then we come up on the surface, and it's like this snowy area. And there's like a couple black people and Beetlejuice is there. And since it's a large group, we think that maybe
Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Beetlejuice is in the book or is in the guy?
As in the guy, as in the short black man on Howard Stern.
Oh man, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, and like it's a big group, so we think that some of the others might start shooting at these people, and they're like, "No, no, please don't kill Beetlejuice. He's cool." And then, good night, Plato. And then I think, oh right, and then somehow I get back to my house, and like this makes the news that like somebody killed this entire like police station. Mass shooting, and somehow nobody found the stream yet, or that we were the ones that did it. And like my mom comes into my room and she's like, "Hi, you haven't been killing anybody recently," and I'm like, "Ha ha ha." And then the dream ends.
You see what happened? Okay, seems legit.
Seems legit. Bye.
Is this an acid trip? The closest thing you can get to it without doing acid.
Yeah.
I thought Christina was 16. Is it different in Brazil? I'm actually 30. No, I'm kidding. I'm gonna turn 17 this year, 2020, and so I'm gonna be a senior. This year, also 2020, so I'm gonna be 17, but I'm gonna finish school at 17 and like get to university half a year earlier than everybody, epic style.
How are you, a junior, Sophia? I'm doing online school, and since I had enough credits, I was able to skip a grade, because they're like, they don't do it off of like, have you taken this class yet? They just do it off of the number of credits. Which also means I have to take the SAT this year.
Which means it's being an epic year, right, Sophia? Isn't it an epic year so far?
It actually is.
It's great that you haven't been getting anxiety. I am really surprised by like the amount of schoolwork you're doing and how little anxiety you're getting.
Yeah, something like marvelous happened last week, which is I was just able to study for like 8 hours a day and be fine with it. And not only that, but like it. It just...
That's crazy. This,
like, if that didn't happen, it would be unbearable right now because I'm just spending all day doing school.
Yeah, like that's what I noticed. Like every single time I message you, you're like, and I'm like, yo, what are you up to? Like, past week, you were like, oh, I was chilling. I'm just chilling. This week is always like school. You're always doing school. And it's crazy. I was like, how are you not dying yet? And I'm really glad.
Thank God.
I remember you pooping yourself.
Because I have
I
to.
was looking at.
Oh, sorry. What were you gonna say?
I remember like looking at old chats. For you remember like the time when you like took the huge break and just didn't do anything ever? I remember like you messaging me and going like, this isn't okay. I feel like I'm gonna vomit. I need to strike a deal with my parents to quit school. Like, this is crazy.
It
I
was so
remember you being
unbearable.
like that. Yeah.
It was
That's
so
awesome.
unbearable, perpetual anxiety, and then just it went away. Thank God.
That's awesome, man.
Because, like, I don't know anything about any of the classes, and I'm taking finals now. So if I didn't like studying, I just fail. But actually, luckily, for some reason, like in regular public school, finals are worth like 20% of the grade. And here, it's only worth like 20% of the test grade, which is a subset of the entire grade. So like the class that has the most weighty final is biology, and that's only 11%. Like chemistry, the final counts for 6% of the grade. So wait, I'm technically in 10th grade. Did I skip the SATs? No, the SATs are in 11th. Online school is overall. At first, it seems like it's more difficult because it requires active involvement during the school day. But if I were going to normal school, I would have the 7 hours in normal school, which is sort of passive involvement, which still drains energy. And then after school, have 6 hours of homework rather than just 7 hours of active involvement, where you get like a lot more done. Because I was able to finish like a unit in a day, and there's 4 units in a semester.
I've been. It just depends because, like, for me, I think that real life school is easier because I don't do any homework and I have no consequences for it. So it's like, and also, Brazil only has 5 hours of school.
Yeah, that's
It's
I too.
like.
Like, because your parents, well, the school doesn't care that you don't do homework, and your parents don't, like, want you to get super good grades, so it's. That's way. That's better.
That's why private schools are awesome. Like, you're paying them, so they don't care. They're like, you're paying us, so you can just do whatever you want. So I just sit in class watching TV shows, like Naruto, for 5 hours. Then I go home. Then I take a test. I get, like, bad grades, but my teachers like me, so they up my grade for no reason. And then I'm done. And, like, it's the end of the year, and I have, like relatively high grades,
That's awesome.
which is just it's just the easiest life ever. And then people were telling me like, oh, if you're doing like that, how are you gonna get into university? But the thing is, I want to go to art school, so you don't take like an SAT or whatever here to go to an art school. You just have to take the art school's selection process, which is an essay and a graphic design
So, wait,
project,
so
which is
is it more like a
so
technical
easy.
school? Because the way that art schools work here is that you still have to have high grades that have a high SAT and stuff like that. And they don't even teach you anything practical about art, and you just like lose a quarter of $1 million.
The thing is, in Brazil, each university is responsible for its own selection process on like how the students get in. So we have basically the government test, which is basically the Brazilian SAT, And a few schools, a few universities use that. Most universities have like their own test that's pretty much the same thing, but they choose the questions instead of the government. And but our schools, they since each university can just choose their own, our schools just choose like something completely different because they can. And also, university is extremely cheap, not as
Yeah, but
expensive.
universities here decide their own.
I
But
mean, the thing
still.
is, the thing is, you don't like they don't use the SAT if they don't want to. Like they are not required to use that, and also your grades don't count for anything. In no universities in Brazil use your grades ever, none.
Huh.
Like it's always just this one test that you either take at the university or you take at the government thing, and the university uses. It's just always just one test. And in this art school that I want to go to, they have like this thing where they have the broad test of like broad knowledge, and you do it in groups of four. It's like, okay.
Huh.
Like, y'all can debate your answers and stuff like that, which is insane. It's basically an SAT, but you do it in groups of four. And they just do it because it's like required, because they don't really use it. And then you get to do your individual essay and then a graphic design project, which is the stuff they actually use.
Wait, so are there any like, 'cause in a, for American universities, there's pretty comprehensive statistics about like how much money you're gonna be making in the long term, how much economic benefit going to a certain college will get you. For example, going to Yale, you'll be losing $15,000 a year in your salary if you didn't go to Yale. Are there the same type of stats like that about what outcomes people have after going to a certain school?
Not really, because the thing is, there's one university which is the best in the country that if you go there, you pretty much can get a job anywhere in the country. That's the only stat. There's one university that's like that. All other ones is like based on your talent and your experience in other jobs. And with art, like that university doesn't even count because there are thing is bad, so they count by like how many jobs you've done and stuff like that. So you have to like take a portfolio to every job interview
Yeah.
and show them what you've done. So yeah, there's no stuff like that. Also, you pretty much don't lose any money after you, because it's cheap enough that if you are like middle class, you can pay per month, and you even have some free ones. The best ones are free, but they're really hard to get into.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Like, trust funds are not a thing, unless you want to be a doctor. Trying to be a doctor is really expensive. Everything else you can just pay per month. Like it's almost like an older version of the United States, because you know how boomers are like, oh, I paid for my own university. Like that's a thing you can do here. Like if you want to, you can like work at freaking Starbucks and pay half of your university, and your parents pay the other half or something like that.
Yeah, that's impossible here. Which is
Yeah.
why,
That's why
like,
I don't want to go to America to
yeah.
go to university.
Like the only reason it's really a scam to go to school these days is because of the cost. But for you, going to our college, even if it doesn't get you a job, like it doesn't cost any money, so
It's pretty much almost if I was just continuing school, like it's the same price that I paid for high school. Right now at the private school I'm at. So it's pretty much just that. Like, I'm just continuing high school.
My Twitch channel's back, then we should, next time we should stream on that.
Yeah. How did you learn English, Christina?
Glendoris.
I went to English courses that my mom sent me to at 6 years old. But I only ever, like, actually learned anything when I started watching movies and talking to people.
Yeah.
The school was useless, pretty much. I learned how to say breakfast items, and that was about it.
Literally me learning Russian. I did it for, like, 6 years, and I know how to say cabbage and also a big fart.
Yeah. But my accent will never get better. My accent will get worse. When I move to the United States, it will get progressive. It will continue getting worse.
Your English accent?
Yeah, everything. Every accent in every language.
Why?
When I move to the United States, my English will get worse. Because I have, like, the generative language skills.
That is not true.
And the older I get, like, the more I die.
What's your ethnicity, Sophia? Ambiguous. I might be, one-eighth Mongolian.
She's half Jewish, half Mongolian. Get it out of the way.
Yeah, I might be Jewish. Are you Ukrainians, like, Jewish?
No. Are they?
I don't know.
Isn't that a thing with
just Russians? My brother was saying that. Well,
your brother is kind of retarded, though.
Russian, Ukrainian, Mongolian, and Finnish is probably my genetic makeup.
Christina could get minority privilege here in New York. We already have...
You're not a minority, are you?
I don't know. Can I just say I'm Latino since I come from a Latin country?
Can I just say that? I mean, like, you would get away with it.
Yeah, I'm like
100%. Yellow.
Yeah. Right.
You could be whatever you want, actually. You could be, like, one of those mixed race folk.
Yeah, I can just do that because my skin is yellow because I have jaundice.
Getting jaundice to get minority privileges? Wait, can you, like, inflict jaundice? I think so. It has to do with your liver? I say tentatively.
You just gotta drink lots of alcohol like I did when I was 6 years old.
Jews are originally native to Italy and West Middle East. Ukraine has had Jews before as well as Russia.
Okay. But Sophia looks like Ben Shapiro, therefore she's Jewish.
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna be able to figure out until I, surrender my DNA over to the authorities.
I don't know. We should all do that. Why wouldn't you? Do you think they're gonna clone you if you're big head?
I don't know. I'm sus.
You're sus. Isn't it a thing where, like, whenever...
Look at me, I'm beautiful.
Whenever they have, like, 30%, like, when they have, like, 2% unknown, they split it and they make 1% unknown and 1% black. Isn't that, like, a thing?
They make everybody black? They make everybody black. Well, we don't know. But you're probably
just
to, like, support,
just to support the whole, Africa and everybody comes to Africa from Africa theory stuff, like, always when it's just, like, 1% unknown.
Is there a biblical view on that? Black. Like, is it clear in Genesis if everyone's black? Well, obviously, evolution is retarded. I'm just say that, but... Or maybe it's not. You know what really, like, grinds my gears? Is that the church does not have a definitive standpoint on that. Except that God was involved.
Yeah, because you can take the Bible literally or figuratively.
Yeah, but like if you take one part figuratively, what about the rest? Oh yeah, 23andMe had a thing where some random people at the company were adding 1% black to make people less racist. But a lot of people got fired. I don't believe in the Bible anymore. Why not?
I know, I can't take it literally though. That's too much to ask for me.
Yeah, but I just can't, like, if you take one part figuratively, how much else do you
I pretty
interpret
much
that
go
way?
like. I pretty much go like. Oh, even if you take. Almost everything figuratively, even if you take like everything figuratively, like you can still take the things Jesus say literally, and that's how you should act,
Yeah, but action
right?
without faith is worthless.
No, not without faith. It's just it's not like. You know, like those stories where like it's supposed to teach you how you should behave. I
Yeah.
think it's some of the stories can be taken like that. So like Jesus tells you to do something, and maybe the situation that makes him say that was not didn't literally happen, but it's a thing to illustrate the point that Jesus is making, and therefore
Yeah,
you
there
should
are
act
parables,
upon
but
it.
well, there are parables that are clearly figurative, but where do you, if you say one story is figurative, then like there's historical evidence that Jesus was real and that he was crucified. If you take the resurrection as a story, then it's an then Christianity is an abomination.
Oh, well, yeah, but like you can't take the whole book as a story because
Well,
then
then which
even
parts?
things I think that like the parts that go that would like they're specified in the dogma that are literal because like the resurrection is specified that is a literal thing like in the dogma of the church.
I know God must exist, but now I'm unsure Christianity is right. For what reason? Is there any specific thing? I think she's saying things like Jesus turning water into wine could be taken as he could do what seemed to be impossible.
No, it's not really that. It's just that some things are like obviously literal, but and some things are obviously figurative, but you never know like which. But there are some that are just like a gray area.
Yeah, but how do you yeah, there are some things that are parables that Jesus says to illustrate a point, but when it is stated as something that happened in the way that something like Genesis is, the way that Genesis is written is not really that different from any of the other OT books in terms of stating events. Last week I got panic attacks because I couldn't stop thinking about hell. So I started reading deeper into things, and too many things in the Bible don't make sense. Like what? And yeah, really, well, I haven't had anything as bad as having a panic attack about hell, but I did have a have a dream where the reality and finality of hell hit me like a truck, and I was extremely terrified. But just because it causes you to suffer doesn't mean it's bad.
Untrue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The concept of hell seems evil to me. Why? It is only a fate for the guilty. Impurity, if you are impure, you cannot go into heaven and be in the presence of God. It's like flying near the sun. What do you think hell looks like? There was a vision of hell that Our Lady of Fatima gave to the children, and just seeing it for a second, they thought they were so they felt so terrified they thought they were gonna die. So let that be a warning. So I found out most of the verses about hell don't really say you will suffer for eternity. Like what? I'd like to think in terms of a creator that loves us and cares, but obviously he means us to struggle with this life, and thus the name Israel translates to mean man who fought with God or wrestled. Yeah, he wrestled with the angel. Just, you have to suffer to be purified of the things that are wrong with you. And I also think of the book of Job where, like, I think it's like Satan, one of the angels proposes to God that Job only loves him because he gives him good things. So when you suffer, it's a test of your faith. Do you love God only because he gives you good things, or because he is the ultimate good and it is righteous to love him? Can you send like an example about a verse that doesn't really say you will suffer for eternity? It's all, yeah, the book of Job is, Job begs God for answers, but yeah, God, our brains are puny, we are brainless, and God takes into account billions of factors. So it would be impossible for us to understand lots of decisions because we just cannot compute on that level what is the best course of action.
It's like literal four D-chess.
Yeah, literally, like, it's he's literally operating on a different dimension that is beyond our conceptual framework. Do you believe in the Armenian genocide? Sounds familiar. I think so. Here are a bunch of verses about hell. It states there is an eternal fire. Bible.knowingjesus. What is this?
Did you turn my volume down? Can I speak?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have toenail fungus. Do this immediately. Genius. All right. Alright, so what's the problematic verse, do you see? But it also states only those who go to heaven get eternal life. No, yeah, eternal life as in eternal prosperity.
It says that there is eternal fire, but also states that only those who go to heaven get eternal life.
Yeah, because, oh, okay. Because hell is eternal death.
And it's also like eternal fire is like you had to assume that means eternal suffering. What else could fire mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just really warm. It's like being in a fireplace. It's really cool. Like you gotta be cozy forever.
These will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Yeah. Eternal punishment versus eternal life. Life meaning goodness, prosperity, joy. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are also, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
What I seem to gather from this is you'll be thrown into the fire and suffer only for a moment until your body and soul get burned to nothing, then you simply vanish out of existence. Not existing, being away from God, could be seen as eternal punishment. Well, but it also says there will be eternal fire, so you will...
Yeah, you'll be tortured day and night. Forever
yeah,
and ever.
You'll be suffering eternally.
It just seems like a interpretation away from what it actually says. And if that were what it meant, I don't understand why it wouldn't be specified. They will suffer for a few moments and then be vanished forever, and that is their punishment.
How is that any punishment at all?
Yeah, like you get to stop existing instead of being tormented forever. Sounds pretty nice.
That's not a punishment. It's like it's just it's nothing. It's like adding one step more to atheism, almost. Atheists go like, oh, when I exist, when I die, I don't exist anymore. And you're going like, oh, when I die, I can just, like, burn in hell for, like, 5 seconds, and then I don't exist anymore.
Yeah, only 5 seconds, guys. Easy.
Smells like farts in my room. Sometimes my room will smell like vomit for no reason, and I never know where it's coming from.
Eternal suffering for a short lifetime of sin seems unfair. Yeah, but the flip side of that coin is eternal joy for a lifetime of just not disobeying God. That is so generous.
Bad rap music for eternity. You gotta listen to XXX and this one forever. While burning. You're in flames listening to XXX forever.
Also, it is punishment to not exist because you won't ever experience heaven. Yeah, but not existing is like, it's neutral.
But if you
it's
don't,
just, you don't...
if you don't... If it don't exist, you don't know that you won't experience heaven.
Yeah, it's like...
And also not experiencing heaven is kind of like being born with, like, being born lactose intolerant. Like, you never drink milk, so you're not really gonna miss it, but it's kind of, like, really bad. It's like, you never tried going to heaven before, so, like, you're not gonna suffer as much.
Yeah.
Just by not going there.
It is hard to understand eternity while living a time like we do, yeah.
Christina, why is your Twitter a flood of sewage? Well, my Twitter is comprised... all my thoughts are molded into sausages. And the good ones go to the ideas document, and the bad ones go to Twitter. So,
treating these people right.
So, basically, like, flushing them down the toilet, and they end up in the sewage, which is my Twitter.
Cuffed pants and flip-flops? That sounds based and red-pilled.
It's so terrifying. You've never seen a black person with long nails and cuff pants and flip flops. It's terrifying.
I shall forever refuse to touch plant genitalia! Late night elation. No one can stop me now. The proof that Jesus actually was the Son of God doesn't seem sufficient enough. He said it himself. But I hope I'm mistaken in just going through a period of denial. I believe you are. This is why the Catholic Church exists. As far as I can tell. The Holy Spirit is here in the place of Jesus to guide people through this sort of thing.
What would you guys do in heaven? I mean, this is a question for everyone. Like, having all the time would be really cool.
Yeah.
I cannot even conceptualize what it would feel like, so I just imagine it's gonna be like an empty giant skate park forever. And I'm never gonna get tired, and there's no sun. It's like the perfect temperature all the time, and I don't feel any thirst or any hunger, and I can just skate for eternity. That's what I imagine it's gonna be. And God is just there, like, cheering you on and being like, you're doing great.
I think that he was a manifestation of God rather than his son. Well, it's both. Three persons and one God. And, well, not three gods. But if the writings of Jesus were written years after he died by anonymous sources, I don't think it's by anonymous sources, and it's not... It's by his apostles who were witnessing what he was doing.
How dark can you turn, Christina? Pretty dark. I'm surprisingly the only person in my family that can get a tan and not get red. And I think it's like to balance out the fact that I'm like allergic to everything that protects me from the sun.
Do you think that you can do what would be considered sin during life in heaven, like drugs or sex? Well, drugs and sex are actions of a worldly nature. They're not, like, until the... There will be a certain amount of time that we will not be reunited with our bodies. So those things will be impossible, but also they're simply impurity. It's not because we're on the earth that they're bad, but it's because they're contradictory to natural law.
I'm trying to think of like an example of how dark it can turn, but I can't really think of.
A few of the people writing about Jesus claim to be apostles. What are you talking about? And there were I don't know where you're deriving this from. Yeah, it's a never-ending stream of happiness and pleasure, basically. You don't know how... I guess we don't know how it'll specifically manifest. But the cool thing is that you can still interact with the Earth, in that people like Mary and saints help matters on the Earth. I derive it from a lot of places. I read a lot last week because I was terrified. Where exactly were you reading from? I think not anywhere specific, because I think that really matters. If it's just random internet sites, I'd be skeptical. If it's documents written by, you know, highly intelligent people, like the writings of the saints, or even just reading the Bible. Acting those sorts of things out immediately reveal to you that there's no way that this isn't, like, true. Even just acting them out, your life gets exponentially better within a matter of months. And that's not a guarantee. But for most people, it's what happens. At least, like, interiorly, your mental state. What were you gonna say, Christina?
It seems so dumb now that you said all that. I was gonna say that I can get as dark as Meghan Markle if I did.
That's Meghan Markle? Meghan Markle?
Yeah. No, but like when she's like in the press, you know, when she's wearing like makeup.
Oh. Yeah.
Not when she's like young. Not young Meghan Markle. That's like too much. But nowadays Meghan Markle. Which has been like a little bit whitewashed.
She kinda looks like Demi Lovato. Maybe I forgot what Demi Lovato looks like. Who even is Demi Lovato?
She died. Demi Lovato actually died though.
What?
Like not a joke. overdosed.
<What?
laughs> But not on speed, on some other drug. I don't remember what she
did. She did not die? What?
Yeah, she like overdosed.
No! I was gonna believe that for a second, but... No, she did not die. But I remember something about that.
She went to a rehab.
Okay, yeah.
What else did I want to say?
I think I saved a lot of the links I read through. Man.
Joe Brown paper.
This guy does not know what indulgences are. But you know what? I don't really know what they are either. I just know that they're not what people think they are.
I cannot get as dark as a brown paper bag. That's too dark. I can't go that far without getting cancer immediately.
Yeah, I guess it sounds like childish when we say, oh, you know, heaven is like video games or whatever, skate park or forever. But it's because it's like, those are the things that we are attached to as human beings.
That's what a turn of heaven sounds like.
Yeah, to us, because we're like really skating? Low IQ.
Yeah, like a giant skate park. Perfect temperature. I don't get thirsty. I don't get hungry. I don't get sweaty. I don't have to pee. I don't have to poo. I don't have to shower. And I can just skate in an empty skate park that is giant and endless.
I mean, I wish heaven is real, but right now I just can't make myself believe in it. I think pray even if you don't believe. Read some writings of the saints. Read the Bible for the time being.
I've been struggling a bunch with stuff like that, and I don't know, I'm just hoping it's temporary. It's just some crazy thing that, like, every time I get lazy and, like, stop praying the rosary, everything is doing, like, great. And every time I pick myself up and start doing it again, everything gets, like, really bad in, like, all areas. And I know it's not related, but...
Man, oh, if that's really what's happening, I would take that as something that would make you believe in God even more.
I get the whole demonic thing where, like, they don't bother you if you're not doing if you're doing, like, wrong stuff. But I kind of don't want to be bothered with it.
Most people who write about the authenticity of the Gospels are, like, gay Jews. I think... They're not coming from a perspective that is looking for the truth. Indulgences were the height of corruption by the Roman Catholic Church? Doubt.
Part Ellie, what infuriated Martin Luther about the Reformation?
Martin Luther? Who's that? Martin Luther wanted people to be able to read the Bible. Yeah, it's not like the Catholic Church didn't want people to read the Bible, but people were translating it in a way that was not... One of the translations was talking about how the Pope was the Antichrist. So of course, like, they're not gonna be like, oh yeah, this is accurate and cool and a good representation of the Bible. The problem of having a billion different translations is that the meaning changes. I have not watched the X-Files. The first thing is that the practice of Christianity is like that of an athlete, a runner. The first mile is always hell. Yeah. The back of my brain will occasionally try to go like, haha, none of this stuff is real. But I'm confident in the fact, I'm confident in that praying the rosary has been a really big part of solidifying my trust. Wait, so for you Catholic? Yeah. If the world is run by Satanists and therefore Satan, an argument could be made that they're removing evidence of Jesus and such. Well, they're talking about... Man. Always loops back to me hating on school. Oh. But yeah.
Can't do too much of that.
Of course they're gonna want to promote atheism because that makes people
want to kill themselves.
Want to kill themselves, really easily manipulatable, apathetic and therefore tolerant. Many beneficial things, I'd say. Can you admit, though, that the modern Catholic Church is corrupt? I think... Yeah, there's certainly things that are not... yeah, there's certainly things that are not good, but it's not the fault of Catholicism. It's the fault of... I haven't read much into this. I don't know much about it. But, I think Marxist infiltration was an actual reality. Like, in the 60s, Soviets infiltrating the church. As well as, I think it's called the Lavender Mafia. But that's... behind the pedophilia stuff, as far as I know. Even if you are not Catholic, I am not. You need discipline and praying And praying the rosary is that. You must practice to improve. Yeah. That's like one of the main things that makes me able to do anything these days.
I've promised myself two things for 2020. The first one was that I would pray the entire rosary, like the 5 decades, every day. And that I would skate every day. And I've only been keeping up with that, unfortunately. And then I...
Man.
And then I tried doing only 1 decade, but it seems like my brain almost pulls me away from it. I'm like... It's almost like I'd rather do anything than do it.
Yeah.
Like,
I notice that all the time, every day.
Yeah, like, I'd rather listen to an entire... to, like, a 1 hour version of a Nexus, like, Tentacion song than pray. Wait a second.
Yeah, I know, I'm not saying that Catholicism is a problem, I'm just saying that the Catholic Church is kind of effed right now, yeah. But I wouldn't see it as a reason to be to despair. I'm trying to think of what would be a tip to help people pray. It's just hard. It's just simply hard. There's no way of making it easy. The only way of making it easy is doing it every day. Roughly around the same time, although I still don't have enough discipline to do that. But that would make it better. Like, if you make something a habit, it takes less. It takes like 6 weeks to make something a habit. And then once you do that, it takes less mental energy to make yourself do it. So... And then it's sort of a compulsive thing that you can't not do it.
I just find it, like, crazy that something that takes, like, physical effort, like skating, like, it takes me to get up from my bed, get dressed, to go downstairs, skate, and sweat, and, like, be physically exhausted, and then come back up and take a shower and stuff like that. I'm able to do that every day. But I'm not able to, like, lay down in my bed and for, like, 1 decade every day.
Yeah.
And that's just so crazy.
Man. Well, yeah, the things that take the most effort are the most worth. Wow. Yeah, don't let me just... Yeah. The meditations of the rosary, you could just do it forever. You could do it for your entire life. It'd never get old. Yeah, for most people, making a habit is such a huge jumpstart. Start with meals or before sleep, but before you open a tab, say a prayer, link it to something, yeah. Yeah, meals is good, like saying grace every time before you eat. Or right before bed. Right when you wake up. Very short and easy. But that's like, it's one of the best things that you can make into a habit. And then once you do that, everything else becomes easier in terms of discipline. Like if you want to pick up something else. Like I was never able to commit to doing a certain amount of, let's say, reading or language learning. I have like a tracker thing over here. Exercising regularly or that sort of thing. And now it's easy peasy. Thank God. but even so, prayer is still hard. What made you cut your hair, Sophia? I don't know. I did it in like August. It was long? I don't know. It was like bad and dead. Something Faith said, probably. I was like, maybe. I'm Orthodox, so instead of cussing someone out, say the Jesus prayer silently, take a deep breath. Yeah, things like that are so amazing. I was talking to Victor today about church and state, and I don't know why, but certain sources say that Catholicism and libertarianism are not compatible. But at the same time, you'll see doctors of the church writing about the fact that the church has no authority over secular affairs. So, why wouldn't the political sphere, if it's separate, be able to decide for itself? That's a really, there's no definitive, like, answer about it. Like, everything that talks about social responsibility in the political sphere skirts around, like, do we enforce our morality into law? Thomas Aquinas says no, and then you'll get these people talking about, well, you have to, because otherwise you're permitting yada. Does looking back on your 2017 videos make you cringe? Perhaps. No, I think they were kind of based.
The Sophia's Reddit toy review is the best video Sophia ever made, and nobody will ever cringe it.
Also, exercise. I feel only once or twice that have I really felt God's presence, and it was during prayer while running. Again, discipline, yeah. If God gave us free will, why should we force people to do as we find right? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I don't understand why people oppose libertarianism. The only thing I can think of is that they associate it. One of the people literally did this. It's basically just liberalism. And I'm like, bruh. Ugh. Yeah, we have even God, like, God didn't even put Jesus into the world without first asking Mary if it was cool with her. So, yeah, he gave us free will so that we can legitimately, genuinely love him. And I don't see the point of enforcing certain behaviors upon people, because if they don't believe it and just do it to comply with the law, their eternal soul is still not going to be saved. And people would quickly rebel against it, and you just cause more chaos and destruction. Be right back, I'm going to the bathroom.
Like the ultimate anti-rape PSA. Even God has to know if it was cool or not. I'm sorry, this is so stupid. This is so retarded. I'm sorry. I apologize. I am retarded. Quick as always.
Quick as always, you know it. I'm pretty sure he asked her. She said yes to Christ just as the fall was an act of free will, the incarnation of Christ on earth, and therefore salvation, was also an act of free will. Can you say things in Portuguese, Christina? Christina, do you even know Portuguese anymore? That's what this kid is asking.
I forgot. It has been like 2 months since I last went to school, and I haven't spoken Portuguese.
You have not talked to your parents at all?
No, I've been ignoring them. I've been on a silence break.
So, yeah. Say something.
Something? Oh, in Portuguese, okay.
Can you,
something
in Portuguese. I guess I couldn't speak. Actually, I could speak in like a retarded English accent. Can you speak in a retarded Portuguese?
You mean my normal
language? Yeah. I was gonna make that joke, but that's a bit cruel.
What is something in Portuguese? Alguma coisa. There you go.
What does that mean?
That's Portuguese. That means something.
Something. Alguma coisa. What
did you say?
Papiras. Have you ever actually like said that in that way?
I didn't get the opportunity yet.
But really? You've never asked for a drink? For a bebidas, like a McDonald's?
No, I order on the machine.
Oh, I forgot that's the thing.
But next time I go to a restaurant, I'll do that. Sure.
How well can you understand Spanish?
I can read it, but I can't listen to it and understand. Like, when I listen to it, I understand like 50%.
Yeah. They talk pretty fast. As far as I know.
I had to send Sophia
stuff. Huh?
You just send.
I made a loud noise.
Yes.
Have you know I'm yawning?
That's the 11th commandment. I have the opposite thing where I can't really listen to Portuguese and understand it, but it's easier when I read it. Oh, that's just what I said though.
It's
easier.
Oh, it's man.
Easier when I'm reading.
I'm compelled to do FaceApp right now. Be not afraid. Indeed. Wait a second. Christine, do you have a Bible?
No.
Oh man, I need to buy you one. I need to buy a Bible for you and Faith. Has she found her Bible yet?
Not that I know of. I think she would message everybody in the a huge group chat if she did.
In a huge group chat, she would.
When she told me about it, I was like, oh, just buy another one. And I was like, and then she was like, oh, I don't have the money to buy another one. I was like, where ask Sophia, she's yeah. so happy to buy you that.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't want to ask her. I was like, then just tell her and she will offer to buy you one. And she's like, oh, but that's like the same thing as asking because I know she'll offer. And I was like, shut up. She'll be happy to do that for you.
Because then I can buy her like a proper, like, Douay Rheims version Bible. And it's gonna be epic. All the words of God in this Bible are in red instead of black, which is amazing.
That's awesome.
At least in the NT part. In the OT, I don't think so.
I was telling her, like, if there's one thing that Sophia would be like 100% happy to spend money on, it's a Bible for you. Like, it's not a thing you should be so.
Luke 127,
137.
Oogie!
Hey, is this soap? No, this is actually Capitalist Corvus.
This is Capitalist Corvus. This is Capitalist Corvus.
On the block.
Honest. I want to learn French. That's probably a good idea. You should watch, like, French movies. Learn some words and then after you get some vocabulary, then you just do input. Okay,
Big fart.
She said, be it done unto me according to thy word. So she submit to it. I don't see how that's not. Bruh. Is the OT from the Septuagint? I feel like I'm butchering that word. Or some corrected Hebraic stuff? Bro, I don't know what that means. If I'm gonna be honest, boy, I'm kind of ignorant. The Old Testament, first published by the English College at Douay, AD 1609, translated from the Latin Vulgate, diligently compared with Hebrew, Greek, and other editions in diverse languages.
Does watching movies and stuff actually help with language? Yeah. I was only able to be fluent in English once I started doing that.
Does anyone know why I have a headache?
Farts that you held in went up to your brain.
But I haven't held in any farts. I've been alone in my house for the past 2 days. I've been farting as hard as I can now that I have the opportunity.
Maybe you bust a vein.
Maybe I busted a vein from farting too hard. I didn't think about that. Dehydration. I drank some water. Ain't do nothing. I had some sugar. Ain't do nothing. I had some coffee. I had some Advil. Ain't do nothing. Dehydration. See a chiropractor? I'm gonna go get some more water.
Dehydration. I drank like one little thing of water.
It's an 8-ounce glass. But I'll go get some more water just to make sure.
I had a headache earlier, but I skated and it went away. Like all pain, every single little pain I feel, it just goes away after I skate. Which is awesome. Christina sounds half asleep. Kinda am. It's like 1:30 a.m.
Hello. Hello. I've returned from my journey. From my expedition into the great kitchen of my abode. I'm looking for where did I put my phone? Oh, bruh. Okay. It's right here.
I didn't have millions of subs. I didn't even have a million subs. These people be lying. These people be lying, hombre.
But you were almost there, though, right?
Almost. Alright. You have a headache and a massive forehead. Yeah, think about the surface area of pain right here. It's in my temples. Oh, my headache is because of views? Whoa! I gotta stop getting views pronto. Everybody unsubscribe. Perhaps it's neck pain, keep your neck straight. I can't do that. Nobody can ask me to have good posture. I don't think I'll ever do that.
Look at that.
Excuse me.
That's the Caroline Kunstner.
Oh my!
Palace.
Oh my! Kit Kat. Okay, first of all, those look really delicious. If they wouldn't, like, give me crazy diarrhea, I'd eat them. Second of all, yeah, that's literally Caroline Constanar's teeth and gums.
And didn't you say that she ate like a candy before she kissed you? And that's why.
Bruh.
And that's why.
Soph Queen? Huh? I'm sorry. I need to stop burping. I burp so much. Does anyone know why I burp so much?
Really, you have lots of.
It wasn't always like this. It just started happening when I was like 9.
It's because you drink gasified water all the time.
It happens when I drink milk. And my milk is not carbonated. Oh, yeah.
Also happens with me when I drink milk. Every time I drink like a glass of milk, I give out a huge burp.
Yeah. Does it have especially high?
I think the cow farts get mixed in. So you just have a bunch of cats. Makes sense, right?
The cows! Oh man, the cows are farting in my milk. It's 8:35 right now. I'm starving. My mom said she'd bring pizza. But she's nowhere to be found. My stomach is in knots. I'm in so much pain, frick. Please stop swearing. But my condolences. My condolences. I know that feel. Ah, like under my fingernail hurts. I still have not ceased picking my fingers. That will be like a forever thing. Yeah. I'm not even anxious. I just go like
Same. I dug like this huge hole in my shoulder for no reason the other day.
When mining for diamonds.
Gotta find them.
Gotta mine them. Gotta find them.
I was projecting that into my
ears. My pickaxe is swinging, I'll find them.
I was concentrating so hard on those lyrics, sending them over to you.
I'm just creeping. I'm sleeping. Boy, I'm looking for some diamonds. Gotta mine them. Gotta find them. Gotta mine them.
Everybody picks their fingers nowadays.
Everyone does. Massacre. Yeah. I'm gonna strangle you. Getting but strangled by soap.
If you want to take it to the next step, try like picking out your acne and then removing the skin from it and then all digging right. A hole where the acne was. Try doing that. It's also the best feeling ever.
Imagine a modern thinking they aren't anxious. Yeah, I know, right? Guys, I'm drinking this water and my head still hurts. I can't believe you would lie to me. I can't wait. I can't avoid the feeling of taking your soul from your body. All right. Have you exercised recently? Yesterday. Today I did not leave my house.
That's gonna give you scars.
I think that could help with your headache. Yeah, the problem is my syndrome. I get headaches after exercising. You have to be proactive on drinking water. This cost me years of migraines. You have glasses, right, Soph? Nope. Except I do have gamer glasses for when I'm gaming, but I don't need them. And I also don't know where they are. Maybe they're downstairs. Should I go get the glasses? The gamer glasses from the demon room?
Oh gosh. Is this like a 3 a.m. challenge?
I was just given a quest. 3 a.m. challenge. You can only complete it during this hour. It's like an exclusive. Go get the gamer glasses from the demon room.
No, don't leave Christina alone, bruh.
She gets sad.
They hate me.
Don't leave Christina alone. She gets sad. Knew it.
That's surprisingly accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Like. No, I don't hate you. Liar. Everybody hates me. I don't know it.
If I don't burp, I explode. If my pickaxe be swinging, I'll find them. You can't hide them. Creepers creeping.
Did we finish that?
Boy, I'm looking for some diamonds. I don't know. I have no idea.
Did we make it a finished song? It's so good.
I don't know if I recorded it.
It was made for like an XXX beat, right?
It was? Oh yeah, it must have been. What else could it be made for except XXXTentacion? Has anyone made a... Of course they made a Minecraft parody of an XXXTentacion song. If they haven't done that, it was unfathomable.
Low space that's referencing.
I don't think I recorded it. I think I just have the text file probably.
We should finish that before your parents come home so you can scream it into the microphone.
Diamonds! Yeah.
Screamed
I probably ought to close my window. I have not screamed in a while. I sometimes forget how to do it, so you know how it is.
The freaking Greta video?
I'm scared.
Like the freaking Greta video? Or you simply forgot what a scream was?
I just didn't know. That took some real effort, figuring out how to scream for the Greta video. Especially when people are home, it's really difficult. Alright. I'm sorry. Yo, check this out, boys. I got a super hype pick for y'all guys. I got like my grail over here, my hype beast, my hype grail right here. Yo, check this out, y'all. Let me just put some pants on. I'm completely pantless right now. No pants. Yo, check this out, yo. Oh man, I wish I had a Supreme box logo. That'd be very good right now.
A Supreme logo, you mean?
Let me tuck in my sweater to these pants right here.
You mean a Supreme BOGO?
Oh, I'm sorry. A Supreme BOGO. No one calls it a box logo. They call it a BOGO. Try eating something spicy.
This Supreme BOGO is bogus.
Oh, man. What's the Club Penguin dance?
Sitting down, do not sitting down.
Completely alien! Oh shoot! She's really going for it!
You have to like, your arms have to like be together, like one hand on top of the other.
What is it? Like, it's like this, right?
Wait,
I cannot coordinate this. Has it
the way.
Oh, Jesus. I want to go, but I gotta see this. Okay, it's like, I forget how it goes. I'll go, yeah, like this.
You should wake up for the tutorial again.
Club Penguin dance tutorial. Someone make a clip out of this. Make a clip. So, being a Club Penguin. Club Penguin dance. Also, I wanted to let you guys know that Adventures from Rumen Valley is really based in Red Pill, and you should watch it. Alright. I'm getting, because I've been watching, like, stuff to learn about biology, I'm getting Bozeman science videos recommended to me about endosymbiosis. She's doing the pee dance. I used to do the pee dance all the time, and my mom would point it out. I would be like sitting on a chair going like this. And she'd be like, "Do you have to go pee?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "Go pee." I'm like, "No, I won't do it." Oh, because I wanted to eat my cereal first. Because if I left my cereal, it would get soggy, and that's absolutely the worst. I was a big Cheerios connoisseur.
I love Cheerios forever.
Yeah.
Honey Cheerios?
I just had the plain ones, but honey are better. Except, like, my teeth hurt when I eat sweet stuff.
But the honey one isn't really that sweet. That's the final of your teeth will hurt.
Tutorial. Alright.
Sophia, you should get a BOGO. The Supreme BOGO.
Okay, he's like spins around. He goes like this? Oh shoot, this is way too much. Alright. Goes like this, he goes like this. He goes like this. He spins around entirely. I cannot do this.
Yes, I can.
He goes like this. And then... And then... And then... Okay, that's... I'm not gonna do the spinny part. I'm just gonna do the, I forgot. No, wait. How does he go like... Well, it's... How does he go like this so fast?
It's because it's a computer animation. Literal retard.
It goes. Guillotine! Yeah! Alright.
Oh man, I miss listening to that crap.
Clipping with dance, perfect.
You did so good.
I do it so good? Alright. I'm sorry, I cannot help myself. Alright. It's time to be beautiful.
Isn't it always that time for you, baby?
It's always that time. I cannot stop being beautiful. If I tried to be ugly, it just wouldn't work. Oh man. This is a pretty good picture of me. What do you guys think? It's a pretty good picture of me. I like that. I took that last night. It was pretty nice. Pretty smexy. Let's see here.
I thought those were from my eyes and I feel betrayed.
Bruh. Oh. Man, this is too amusing, too powerful. It's beautiful. Right on.
The string of the one where you giving them the Stacy.
I'm young, I'm smoothed out. Oh shoot, I should put up the Stacy stare picture. Way too powerful. Way too powerful. Bruh count one. I'm sure there's been more bruhs. Oh guys, you're gonna like this.
Save the sync mode activated.
Can I put this on? What? Okay. So good. You ever gotten this stare from anybody? I sure have.
You're kind of super.
It is perfect. It is perfect. I don't think I can replicate it. It's way too. Whew. Anyways.
You were just trying to be Katie Sink and then it came out.
Yeah. And then it just came out like a diarrhea. Could not stop it. You know, everything's no like diarrhea talking. If you think about it. Oh shoot, this is really cursed. This is me as a man. Am I smexy?
You should shoot the one where you look like Apex Twin.
Isn't that like every picture of me?
But there's like the specific face I put the glasses to. No one's talking about Miku's new look. I hate myself for knowing what you're talking about. Are you going back to Twitch or staying in D-Live? Probably going back to Twitch. Oh.
Bruh. Yo, check it out. Check it out. Oh, alright.
Check it out. Check what out. Check. That's awesome.
You look like Eggman. Your eyebrows so straight in that pic, it looked like the Gentile mask meme.
Sophia.
Yes.
Where is that from?
What do you mean?
Check. This is what I have. Where's the room?
I don't know. Alright.
I'm pretty sure. Is that from freaking Kenny and Kel? Please chat. Someone tell me where is that from.
Alright, it finally identified me as a woman. So that's a start. Oh. Oh, man. Looks like you're denying letting go of a really bad fart. Oh, man. Oh, this is a pretty nice one. Make me into a beautiful man. Oh. Chat alert! Super chat alert! Oh. Oh shoot, it made me even more smexy on this one. Look at that. I look like a armored skeptic or something.
That's the smexiest man alive.
Smexiest man alive. Ooh, I should turn Victor into a woman. Although you guys won't be able to see.
I already did it, but...
I know you have, but there's a picture that might make this real interesting.
You should send me my inner
oh,
chat.
Oh, man. He's got luscious lips now. Very smexy. Looking a little Ashkenazi. I'm always looking a little Ashkenazi. Alright.
Please, someone tell me where this... Oh my gosh. His lips are already luscious. It only adds freaking lipstick to it.
What the frick? Man, this is disturbing.
Someone, please. Tell me where this is from. I have no idea. But it's in my mind. It goes, check it out. Check what out. Check this out.
Identified me as a man here. It's always a good sign.
Use the man filter on Christina. You don't get you. See that?
Yeah. Highly confidential. What kind of...
Although the poop picture that I have is quite good. The one where I look like a punk rocker and I have diarrhea all over my face.
You have diarrhea... You mean like the one that you have diarrhea all over your face?
Yeah.
At the mall?
Yeah.
That's a nice picture of you. That's probably my favorite picture of you.
I keep hearing that Christina is like a black goddess. Is this true? That's 1000% true. That's why I can say the N-word right now. Have we ever seen Christina? I missed it, if so. Not on stream, I think. You can kind of see me if you see my Twitter, but not really.
Oh man, this is messed up.
What are you doing? Send me. That's a perfect stream. You just do stuff that the stream can see, and like they don't.
Yep, never gonna show anybody anything. Just for my enjoyment only, because I'm obsessed with my own face. Oh gosh, man.
Amazonian, oh. No doubt. You know it.
On the other hand, very... Man, the female filters are very... Smexy. Sometimes, usually it just makes me into an abomination. Sometimes it makes me look like my dad. That's probably even more terrifying.
The last picture you showed to the camera where you look like a man, you look like a game developer.
Whoa.
The mustache ones are the best. Yo, check it. I would look so good with a mustache. It's just so natural.
Can we see your dad?
Can we see your dad? I don't know how my dad would feel about that.
You can find him online. Just search it up. Sophia?
Uh-huh. Man, the hair black filter is so badly done. Alright, let me just look straight at the camera, super serious style. So let's see if it makes me my dad. A rape stash. Beauty pageant look. Yes. What the frick? Oh man, this is a disturbing.
You can find his name on it. I don't know about a picture. There are pictures on my. Wait, is your name Sophia or Corinna?
Corinna Davis. Corinna Davis. Obviously. What kind of stupid name is. Why? Why does it just mess my whole face up? Oh, bye. Man, it cannot even tone it. Oh, man, it exited out. Bruh. Right. It cannot possibly mess this up. The young just makes me look like I'm 11 again.
Isn't that your normal?
Yeah, that's my normal face. Just about to say. Alright, give me a rape stash, Doc.
The yellow one makes me look Asian for some reason. Do I look Asian?
I look so good with a mustache, guys. I do not look like I belong on a sex offender list.
Every time I do the, what the, freak? The young one, I look so Asian.
It won't focus. Well, bruh moment regardless. This is me as a man, if you were wondering. If any of you sick freaks wanted to know. All these photos are like a selection from America's Most Wanted, yeah. Always looking like a serial killer. Man, I would be so beautiful with blonde hair. I'm gonna look like a pretty spicy grandma.
It's always good.
It's always good.
Oh my freaking gosh.
What?
Oh my gosh. You see it?
Wait, did you make something really cursed? That? Alright, now I'm gonna...
It's something that the stream, unfortunately,
cannot see.
Let you see. But...
Oh, shit, I just looked at the Victor one again. It's horrifying. Oh, shoot! That is the wrong picture to give a smile to. Oh, that is horrifying. Man, Faith should make that her profile picture.
She doesn't have the guts.
It does. She doesn't have the guts.
She's like, I have like people from school. And that's,
yeah. So they're not gonna think I'm pretty.
They're gonna stop sending me dick pics. Like,
what? What? Oh man. This app is so bad. I hope the trainees are seeing this. We made some pretty, like, cursed male ones of me. I don't have them, though. I think you probably have them. I think we showed them on stream before.
Yeah, the older ones?
Yeah.
But I really, really, really enjoy the one where you're looking like a question.
Which one is that?
Like straight up the album cover.
Oh, that's horrible. That's not even a face app creation right there. That's
just your face.
That's just my normal face. you guys ought to see this. This is, what did we do again? We put some, grafted some Greta Thunberg assets.
I think some Hillary Clinton's, yeah.
Some Hillary Clinton? No, I don't think Hillary Clinton.
I don't even remember what that picture is made of. I think it's just you and Greta, pretty much.
Uh-oh, alright, it's a bit big. Something is already awry. Oh, shoot. Yeah, this is kind of... This came out kind of, like, more creepy than I thought it would, maybe, initially.
Are you comfortable showing your face on stream if you see that? No, not really. I think people are weird.
Let's see, what's... Peak. Perfect. Imagine giving me hair gel. Imagine the kind of horrible idea. PS2 graphics. I just want to be an e-boy. You could get bangs to cover your forehead. Yeah, that was my strategy up until age 10. I don't think it was a good one, though.
Why?
Oh man, imagine bangs on me now. Horrifying. I'd only get bangs if I were about to shave my head.
You should do both of those things.
Bangs look cringe, yeah. Super cringe! Super cringe! Not epic! Not epic! Oh, I just did something real good. Ooh, this is rough. Alright. Bruh, I have bangs. I'm sure that looks good on you, sweetie. They're just not for me. Breakout number two.
Do you like it?
I don't like that. I do not like that. That is weird. Man, why do I look so different? I used to look somewhat normal. Well.
Like, your height and peace times were your most normal times?
You look tired?
When does she not?
Yeah. Lots of people have said that.
all the time, every day. Okay, Sophia, I'm sorry.
What have you done? What have you done? This is not okay. I'm not meant to have teeth in that timeline. Not no teeth at all. Not just braces, no teeth. I had no teeth when I was younger. Yo, wait, can you, I don't know if it'll even detect a face, but can you face app this?
I really like that picture.
Ah, very cursed. Can you face app this? It's not me, but she ought to be face apped as well. You'll see what I'm talking about once Christina runs these through. Also,
you should show the screen,
the ones I sent. Okay, I'll put them up on screen. Do you ever do a big 80s hairstyle? I don't know. Are you intoxicated? No.
Unfortunately, that one you sent doesn't do
it. Frick! I wanted to. Okay. Let me save this. Nice.
I took some creative liberty with the hairstyle of Michael Hickman.
Braid your hair to maximize Greta. You can watch the Greta video. The only way to maximize Greta is to mock possession. Hey, I think Greta's cool. I, for one, think Greta is cool.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, what?
Freaking gosh.
Oh, shit.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, guys, check. Oh, check this out.
I just made a note. Oh my gosh. I just made something wrong.
Oh, even worse than what you just sent? I'm not ready. Wait a second. Oh, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. Please. Okay. First of all, this is going. Second of all, alright. 3, 2, 1, go. This is extremely, extremely not alright. Not okay. Now I look extremely happy instead of despair. You know, I had the original picture as, like, on my school binder. And, like, a few different teachers saw it. And like, ha, what's that? I'm like, ha, 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 ha. Alright. Oh, wait a second.
And that one, you look like a dog that's gonna eat everything.
Highly, okay. Okay, not okay. Absolutely not. Alright.
That's so freaking crazy.
Hitler, Michael Jackson with bangs. Pretty nice.
Doesn't answer any silly version
for me. Oh. Oh, you said another thing. That is like. That is like a mom having a mental breakdown. I always knew Hitler was a smooth criminal. Nice one. Alright, let's see, hello, Chinese government, wanna see a retarded picture of my face? No? Good! because I'm gonna make you look at it. I love doing that. Alright. I'm bad. I'm bad. No, I'm really bad. You know I'm bad. Oh, shoot. Oh, shoot. Oh, shoot. Chat alert. Oh. Alright. Oh, man. Beautiful, beautiful Stacy alert. So. Oh, bruh.
Do you know the elf one? The elf picture?
The elf picture? I'm afraid I do not know what you're referring to.
Oh gosh, I need to find it.
Why did you look like young PewDiePie? That looks like young PewDiePie? I mean, I guess I kinda understand. I think it's just the hair, though, kind of, maybe? That was definitely, I know. Oh, man, the mouth is so retarded.
I'm not gonna lie.
What?
I was just saying, pretty hot, I'm not gonna lie.
Huh?
I just said that you look pretty hot.
Mm. 100% happiness in that pain. 100%. You're telling me that this is not a Chad?
Really? I have a horrible crush.
Bomb in Hiroshima. This is horrible. This is the worst. I don't even know what to call this.
Are you proud of me?
I can't be proud, like, when I'm gonna cry. Oh, this is... it's so bad. Gotta change the Michael Jackson. Let's see here. Oh gosh. This is not okay. These are not good. Oh. Bieber gets more than Chad does. Is there like a statistic? Beautiful. All right. I still got a lot. Okay, that's too much. Good night. Yeah, these are pretty, these are, a lot. I have some stuff to do. I gotta go.
Are you saying that? Like, you personally?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
I have, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, no, 8 things to do. And it's 9 p.m.
Eight
things to do. Huh.
You could have done the teeth, right? On that one?
Oh man, if it did, that would be the best.
Oh, I have a treat for your eyes. Actually, I'm okay if you show that on stream.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's gonna be able to make that out. All right.
You finally get to see my face, y'all. Even though you technically already clutched your Sophia's monitor reflection on her window.
pretty nice, pretty smexy. And let's see.
There you go, this is me. Like 900 pounds.
I can guarantee that. Okay, where's the one I just saved? Here we are.
Now you know Christina is behind the voice.
Now you know the face behind the voice, baby.
She looks like the 2016 firework.
That is unbelievably pithy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Christina is black. Yeah, very much so. Can anyone explain why she's yellow? Does anyone know? Is there like a yellow race that's not Asian?
This is barely came yellow race that is not Asian.
Or like, are Spaniards yellow? Or like, Portuguesians yellow?
I don't think so.
Or,
Yeah, now you all know that
Simpson.
I am.
She's Simpson race.
Now you all know that, like, I'm indeed Melanin Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
African goddess. As black as the moon.
Why?
I'm as black as the night sky.
As black as the moon! Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. Alright, am I free to go now? Have you released me from captivity?
Yes.
That's right!
The ground has been lowered.
That's right!
That's why I can say the N-word.
Oh man,
can I say the N-word?
I ended up with a penis. Shoot. No penis. No penis. You cannot say the N-word. Nobody can say the N-word. Good night, folks. See you later. Sophie's back and
she is. I can confirm that.
I got a pretty big one, guys. Woo! Alright. Oh, I never screamed. Is that satisfactory?
Can you scream the Minecraft parody before we go?
Oh man, that's making my head hurt. How's it go?
Diamonds. Gotta
find Diamonds! Them. Gotta mine them! Gotta find them! I'm a big ass piece of my own! Find them! You and I know! Creepin' screaming! I ain't sleeping! Boy, I woke up looking for some diamonds!
Here's 100% release.
What's the Sonic,
You freaking
freaks! You freaking freaks!
Your actions have consequences.
Your actions have consequences! I cannot do that. Oh, man. Oh, man. Okay, let me find a clip. your actions have consequences! Oh.
Sega has got a freaking Sonic Adventure 3 in development! With freaking Sonic Team! Cause you freaking fricks just can't ever be quenched! Your fantasy can't ever be quenched, can they?
No.
You freaking fricks! What will you
freaking fricks!
What will you
voice peaks. When will you learn? When will you learn that your actions have consequences? My voice cannot tolerate it.
When will you learn?
When will you learn that your actions have consequences? You freaking freaks!
I actually hope that your parents are freaking watching this right now. Shout out to Sobaka.
When will you learn that your actions have consequences? How dare you? How dare you? I don't know how she sounds actually. My stomach hurts, holy moly. I cannot go that high anymore.
You're going to puberty, your voice is getting deeper.
Michael Jackson!
Oh man, imagine if me, Yo, and Faith get a house together and it's just like the loudest place ever. That's how I wake you up.
Good morning! Thank you! Good morning! Thank you! Amazing.
I love screaming. You love screaming? It's just gonna be like, Faith is just gonna kill herself. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, but it can't be helped. There's nothing else we can do. Stove screaming makes me cry of laughter. That's amazing. That's the best. What else is there to scream about? That's good.
Your next video should all be them screaming.
I'm thinking of that video of the guy screaming the entire Bible, the entire New Testament. Oh shoot, my voice is already going out. Okay, so today we're gonna talk about order and chaos.
Just at least, scream the first sentence of the video. Of next video. Just greet everyone by screaming.
Ah, my butt! My butt, it hurts!
April 2019. Time back machine. Scream the boom boom in Jamaica.
Me no stylish island vibes. Me shirt unbuttoned nice. Me sunglasses nice. Me boom boom nice.
You don't have the voice, you're screaming.
The children. How does it go? I forget. Oh man, I'm getting.
You're getting lightheaded from school?
Yeah.
Wait, can you switch your mic to your webcam mic really quick?
Oh man, do you want these people to be tortured?
Come on, do like a part 5 for them.
Okay. Okay. Guys, are you willing to be raped right now? Oh shoot, my voice.
Can everyone give their consent for rape right now?
Please? Yeah, I just want it to be, you know, like... like consensual rape. That would be nice.
Yes.
Sign the waiver. Alright, yes, I consent to the rape. Alright.
How's this? Is this nice? Do you guys like this? How's it so far?
It didn't change for me.
Yeah, not for you, but I'm speaking very lightly right now and I can see the audio peaking. Wow, yeah, my webcam mic is very, okay, I'm gonna get a little louder now. How's it going? Is this alright? Amazing? I'm not sure what's gonna happen if I scream.
Give them a fart five.
Go louder. Sounds like you're talking through a water bottle. Distortion is happening. Yeah. You betcha.
Conference with your teachers.
Right now, my throat is dying.
Oh my gosh, this is so funny.
My side hurts from laughing. Hey, Joe! Boinstein! Can you hear me, Boinstein? Oh, wait, I just got an idea. Yeah. What was the other one? The John Podesta one?
Talia Levin.
Oh, man. That email. I need to find it. What did he say? What did John Podesta say to the children he raped?
I love your smell.
No, there was something he said. You think you're hot, don't you? I was gonna say, I cannot say the N-word. I'm sorry. I respect black people far too much for that.
Just scream it as loudly as you can.
No, not gonna happen. Not gonna happen.
Right.
All right. Oh, shoot. Hey, T! Hope you don't got any problem with me calling you that. Glad you watch my vids. I'll do the... Oh, shoot.
I'm gonna hear you share the stream.
I'll do the interview if you donate $25 to my Patreon, though. And you have to play Minecraft with me for at least 8 hours. I'll teach you how to make roasted pork chops. I'll cut the fat out for you since you don't need much of that. Listen to your mom. Stop eating food and your mom handles look like lurching balloons at this point, and that's why you don't have a husband. Anyway, I've been contacted by many vulture predators like you before, and I cannot believe your audacity. At least the other ones tried to hide their pause level, but I guess you just don't care. That means you suck at your job since you're a crypto. You think people don't notice that you flow between I'm a Jew and I'm white? They do. I'm not sure why you do that. Feel free to clarify. You're like the king in the king's new outfit story, and I'm seeing your bare butt naked pimple written X in my right now because you're too freaking dumb to figure out how to hide it. No wonder you got fired from the New Yorker, dude. You're too obvious. They pay for subtlety. You gotta do your job, like internet Viagra delivery stuff. Untraceable, unnoticeable. Now that I've noticed beforehand, you won't have the chance to tell everyone about how you talk to a Nazi! Undercover! Guess you're just stupid, and one day those dad bugs will run out and you'll wind up drinking carb water to keep hydrated and get Zika. I personally want you to know that the only reason you exist is because some evil rich fug has decided to curse the world by funding your excuse for cultural analysis with his infinite money. Thank you for the invite, Ms. Bug Pig Areola, but I will have to decline as I'm currently trying to focus on my pro b-ball career. I hope that book sells a lot. It won't. Also hope you can pay your college debt someday. You never will. So for eternity, I hope you like the taste of truck tires and defeat. Oh, man. I hope you like... I forgot how good that email was. Thank God for Victor.
That email is so good.
One of the best things I ever did.
Yeah.
Bars. Bars. Barring out. I think I dislodged something from my throat. New year, new me. No more going outside. I burned off all my fingerprints and the bats are back. I haven't screamed in years.
Me new style is island vibes, man.
Man. Me relaxing on the beach in Jamaica. Your mic is broken? What are you talking about? I'm looking at the levels in OBS right now, and they look really good. It's not like it's distorting. It's not like it's distorting. Oh, gosh. Okay. Mic is... Yeah, it's a snowball. The snowball is such good quality.
I think it's something with your headphones.
Yeah, it's probably your headphones, guy. Boom, boom. In Jamaica. Me getting the boom, boom. In Jamaica.
In Jamaica
right now, man. New style is island vibes, man. This shirt unbuttoned. Nice. This sunglasses is nice. Boom, boom.
The mic turned up nice. The note overdone.
Freaking new style is island vibes, man. This shirt unbuttoned, nice. These sunglasses, nice. Island vibes.
Me listening.
Me listening good, Anthony. Me brother.
Me brother.
You don't tell a Jamaican what to do with a dread, man. Blood. Blood. Me get in the boom boom in Jamaica. Me get in the boom boom in Jamaica. Me get in the boom boom in Jamaica. Me get in the boom boom in Jamaica.